Today's News at Noon is sponsored by TC Autoworks, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service, and by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The choice of Matt Gaetz to be the next attorney general creating some tough decisions for Republicans on Capitol Hill, or at least some of them. ABC News contributing political correspondent Rachel Bade with more on why.
Every Republican I have talked to on Capitol Hill has told me that they think Matt Gaetz doesn't have the professional experience to do this job, let alone the sort of moral compass, the sort of ethical compass to do what is right. They don't want him leading the Justice Department. But on the other hand, Donald Trump just had a sweeping victory right now. And it takes a lot of guts for a sitting member of Congress, a sitting senator, to go up against him and say they don't want to vote for him.
The Onion buying InfoWars, the media empire owned by conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, auctioned off to the highest bidder today. It was The Onion. It'll help pay for the $1 billion judgment against Alex Jones in a defamation suit he lost to the Sandy Hook families. Ford ordered to pay $165 million because it didn't tell people about a recall in time. This is a new report slamming Israel's handling of Gaza.
Quite a scathing report by Human Rights Watch, accusing Israel of overseeing the forced mass displacement of Palestinians in Gaza in what it describes as a deliberate and systematic campaign that amounts to a war crime and crimes against humanity. Now, in that statement, it cited the illegal and deliberate demolition of homes and infrastructure.
ABC's Britt Clenett in Tel Aviv. The IDF says it is committed to international law. Four people now facing insurance fraud charges in California, accused of lying when they said a bear attacked their cars. A wildlife expert who saw the tape they turned in said it was actually a person in a bear suit. Olympic champion is making a comeback. Skier Lindsey Vonn says she wants to rejoin the U.S. ski team, hoping to race again. The announcement by the 40-year-old coming more than 6 years after her last Olympic Games. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 47 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies, a high of 52. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly with a low of 35. And tomorrow, pleasant with partly sunny skies and a high of 54. In Richland Center, it is a cloudy 47 degrees after a low this morning of 41.
With a genuine sense of curiosity and an eagerness to help, we enjoy finding the answers and solutions that lead you to the home that is right for you and your family. We have many years of experience helping clients in the real estate industry. And not only have we lived in the Driftless area for decades, we know our way around the surrounding areas too. As a Driftless agent, my team and I work efficiently to help you see more homes and get you through the home buying process with ease and confidence. Visit our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our offices today at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center.
Hi, this is Kendra Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Are you looking to enroll in healthcare coverage or change plans? I can help. Hello, this is Denise, Reedsburg Area Medical Center Consumer Advocate and Marketplace Specialist. The healthcare open enrollment period is now through December 15th. I'm specially trained to help you enroll in healthcare coverage, and my assistance is completely free. Give me a call at 768-6132 or visit ramchelp.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Their cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call them at 739-4440.
Afternoon, it's 47 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News time is 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A snowstorm could be striking the Midwest about the same time as a potential hurricane heads for the west coast of Florida. Up here, a big low-pressure system tracks our way and stalls out by Lake Michigan. As it takes a dip to the south, it drags in cold temperatures throughout the state, which, of course, will likely flip rain to quickly accumulating snowfall Tuesday night and into Wednesday, and it could linger longer. The weather pattern is shifting from a strong El Nino to a weak La Nina. Here's Matt Friedline with the National Weather Service.
So a weak La Nina tends to be better for that, to keep it snowing that, and frequent systems, the Alberta Clippers, as we say. So a lot of nickel and dime snow opportunities, more frequent cold air intrusions too.
Meanwhile, Tropical Depression 19 is set to soak up the warm waters of the Gulf this weekend and has its sights on Florida, possibly making landfall at the same exact time the snow strikes us. It's expected to reach hurricane strength tomorrow, taking on the name Sarah. A Viola man has died in a construction-related incident. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that Tuesday morning at approximately 11 o'clock, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified of a construction site accident on Schoenagel Lane, rural Chaseburg, in the town of Harmony. A construction contractor was using an all-terrain telescopic handler while installing siding on a new home. David Hibbard Road Puig, 39, of rural Viola, was seriously injured when caught between the unit and an exterior wall. First responders with the Genoa Harmony Fire Department were sent to the construction site and till 911 dispatchers learned that the injured was being transported to the Stoddard-Bergen Fire Station in the village of Stoddard by private vehicle to meet EMS. Upon arrival, the first responders were standing by, and Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance had also responded. After extended life-saving efforts by emergency personnel were exhausted, David Hibbert Rode Prieg was pronounced dead by Vernon County Coroner Betty Nye. The incident remains under investigation by the Vernon County Sheriff's Office, Vernon County Coroner's Office, and the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. A longtime advocate for diabetes research and her husband were among the victims in a fiery crash that left five dead earlier this month in Dane County. A diabetes advocacy group identified the victims as Jeff and Michelle Bauer of Crandon, Josh and Tammy Stahl of Minnesota, and Barry Sievers of Belleville. They were all active in a charitable bike ride that raises money for research. Michelle was well known in Madison and around the state as a longtime advocate for diabetes research after her son was diagnosed in 2000 when he was three. He died 10 years later. The cause of the accident remains under investigation. It happened the night of November 1st when their Tesla went off the road, struck a tree, and burst into flames. Today is Melissa Agard's first day as Dane County Executive. She was sworn in at the Alliant Energy Center yesterday. She now leads the fastest-growing county in Wisconsin, and because of that, the county is facing a housing crisis. Agard said affordable housing will be one of her top priorities. When you look at the fastest-growing cities across the state, the top three are Dane County, Madison, Fitchburg, and Sun Prairie. It's also a major driver of the Wisconsin economy. However, all this growth means needing more resources and more money to keep up services for a bigger population. But like many other municipalities, the funding formula from the state is putting them in a bind. Shared revenue for cities and counties has stayed the same throughout high inflation over the last few years. So even as the county is collecting more taxes from all these new residents, they're not getting enough back to sustain services for the bigger population. Long story short, there are tough problems ahead for Agard as she leads Dane County. She said some of her other top priorities are lowering overdose deaths, increasing mental health resources, and reforming the criminal justice system. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde says he's lost the election. The statement comes a day after Hovde released a video questioning the integrity of last week's election. Speaking on WISN Radio Wednesday, Hovde admitted to losing the election but did not concede to incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin. He'll have until the end of next week to request a recount once the official canvassing is done. Wisconsin Senate Minority Leader Diane Hesselbein says Hovde should just concede and stop playing games. The first electric charging stations are going online at Quick Trip. The company announced Wednesday that a set of chargers has been installed in West Salem and that the system will run off a new app called Quick Charge. The stations will offer plugs for most major vehicle standards and can charge at 150 kilowatts. The effort matches a push for expanded electric vehicle service in Wisconsin, which has seen fewer charging installations than other states. That makes it hard to travel to rural parts of the state. Viterbo University announced another round of cuts, this time affecting 13 people. Nine faculty will not have their contracts renewed after next spring, while four staff members will be let go after December 6th. Viterbo officials said that declining enrollment means they don't need as many employees. Enrollment has fallen by about a quarter in the past 5 years. In June, Viterbo cut 25 positions as the university faced a $5.5 million budget deficit. Viterbo officials said they will need to make more cuts by 2026. A Boscobel woman has been charged with one felony count of child abuse with intent to cause harm stemming from an altercation with a student at Boscobel School. Victoria Nahas, 53, is listed in the district staff directory as an education paraprofessional, allegedly slapped a 6-year-old special needs student across the face. The Boscobel Dial reports the incident was captured on a video camera, which was reviewed by Boscobel's assistant police chief, Sid Kirschbaum. The video showed the child, who had only recently enrolled in the district and has a language barrier, in a tense exchange with two other staff members. According to the complaint, the video shows Nehas inserted herself into the mix and ultimately slapped the child. According to court records, Victoria Nehas is on administrative leave. The Dial also reports that a parent letter said that officials are committed to addressing this matter appropriately and taking steps to prevent any such incidents from reoccurring. After an initial appearance in Grant County Court, Nehas was released on a $500 signature bond. She is scheduled for a preliminary hearing on December 3rd. If found guilty, Nehas could face penalties up to $10,000 and 6 years in jail. A Richland County resident was arrested for possession of child pornography Wednesday morning. The Richland County Sheriff's Office was assigned a cyber tip as an affiliated member of the Wisconsin Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force for the reported possession. Wednesday morning around 8:45, deputies completed a search warrant as a result. Deputies took into custody Scott Warren File, 28, of Sextonville, for 10 counts of possession of child pornography and one count of felony bail jumping. Scott File currently has a diversion agreement through Richland County for similar reported acts in 2021. The Richland County Sheriff's Office was assisted in this investigation by Wisconsin ICAC Task Force, Wisconsin Department of Criminal Investigation, Digital Evidence Unit, Richland Center Police Department, and Lone Rock EMS. A subject who fled from the Wisconsin State Patrol on I-90-94 outside Toma was arrested by the Monroe County Sheriff's Department. Tuesday afternoon at approximately 1 o'clock, the Wisconsin State Patrol attempted to stop a vehicle on I-90-94 westbound in Juneau County. The vehicle fled at a high rate of speed, and Wisconsin State Patrol terminated the pursuit for safety reasons. Monroe County Sheriff's Office and Wisconsin State Patrol located the vehicle in Monroe County, and the vehicle fled again, eventually coming to a rest in the ditch of I-94 between County Highway ET and Industrial Avenue. The driver, Demetrius L. Johnson, 39, of Racine, fled on foot into a wooded area west of I-94. Johnson was wanted by the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and was noted to have violent tendencies. Additional law enforcement resources from Wisconsin State Patrol, Monroe County Sheriff's Office, and Toma Police Department responded to the area and searched for Johnson. At approximately 5:30, a Monroe County Sheriff's Office sergeant saw Johnson walking on County Highway ET at the east side of the city limits of Toma. Johnson fled northbound on a snowmobile trail. Additional resources responded and established a perimeter before searching for Johnson again. At approximately 8:30, Johnson was located by a drone team from Fort McCoy Fire Department and was arrested by Monroe County Sheriff's Office a short time later after being apprehended by a canine. Johnson was medically treated on scene before being taken to the Monroe County Jail by Wisconsin State Patrol. It's 47 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:18. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have settled in nicely at our new home, 930 Sextonville Road, across from Simple Elegance. We are very grateful for those friends who have followed us to our new location. Please make sure that the hospital/clinic has the prescription center as your preferred pharmacy. Sometimes your pharmacy of choice has changed, so please check each time. Also, remind your provider before they send a prescription. We don't have a drive-through, but we do have a drive-up. We will run your new or refill prescriptions to your vehicle. When you arrive, park by the door and call. For new prescriptions, call us as you leave the doctor's office so we can fill them and have them ready when you come. Again, it's Part D time. We will pick the plan that's best for you. We do take every plan. There are many changes this year, so let us help you pick the correct plan. Even if you don't come to us, bring me your drug list, and we will make sure that you have the least expensive option. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices and more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing, plus cash back options on select New Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024. Simpson's Tractor Incorporated has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920 with high-quality new and used agricultural and industrial equipment for sale. Simpson's Tractor has also been a trusted service center for the repair of tractors and other farm and industrial machinery.
It's currently a cloudy 47 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:21. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Veterans Day Monday, November 11th. Here's a selection about the 6th Battery and their preparation for the Civil War. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to usgenweb.info from Chapter 13, the 6th Wisconsin Battery was principally recruited in the County of Richland by Henry Dillon of Lone Rock, though it drew volunteers from adjoining counties of Grant, Iowa, and even Dane and Columbia counties were included, it was the first to receive full quota of men. And instead of being numbered as the 6th, it should have been numbered as the 1st. But those in charge, having by some inadventure failed to follow the prescribed lines of the red tape, it failed to get its appropriate number. The organization was perfected, and in Lone Rock, the election of officers, the 25th of September, 1861. Henry Dillon was elected captain. S. F. Clark and Thomas R. Hood were first lieutenants. John W. Fancher and Daniel T. Noyes were second lieutenants. Captain Dillon was a veteran of the Mexican War, having been a member of the celebrated Bragg's Battery, officered by that time of George H. Thomas, T.W. Sherman, and John F. Reynolds, all of whom were afterwards major generals in the Union Army. The battery was ordained to rendezvous at Camp Utley, Racine, and left Lone Rock on the 30th of September. At Racine, it was mustered into the United States service on the 1st of October by Captain Trowbridge. Here, it was expected that the battery would soon be equipped and sent to the front. But this hope proved to be futile as one. Weeks passed, and the troops were not even uniformed yet. The thought of having to spend the winter in a common army tent exposed to the rigors of the Wisconsin winter was not a pleasant one. The troops were poorly supplied with blankets, and the approach of the winter brought much suffering. But kind friends at home were not unmindful of the comforts of the battery for the boys, and from thence they were soon to amply be supplied with winter clothing. Despite the forbidding aspect of camp life in winter, there were too many attractions in the city for the time to pass heavily. So the winter passed pleasantly and rapidly, and the approach to spring brought marching orders off to the war. Listen next week to the history of Richland County, covering early ferries and the first bridge in Richland County.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
The 97th National FFA Convention and Expo, held last month in Indianapolis, featured many activities and events. One of the events featured was a speaking competition. Richland Center FFA alumnus Simone Sirian earned the honor to speak at the national convention.
I have done speaking events in the past. The one that I went to Nationals for this year is a little bit different, a little bit more challenging than the other ones. So this one revolves around agricultural topics. So what happens is you go to the competition and you grab three topics. They're all agricultural based. And then from those three topics, you pick one, and then you get 30 minutes to write a 5 to 6 minute speech, depending on what you grab for that topic. And then you have 5 minutes of questioning from the judges. So how that goes is you have your districts, and then you have your sectionals, and then you have state, and then the state winner moves on to nationals. So, yep, I won state in June, and then I was able to go participate in Indianapolis.
The competition featured many high school FFA members from around the country. Simone graduated from Richland Center High School in May, but qualified to advance to national competition when she was still a senior. The topic she spoke about was a choice through the process of elimination.
So when I drew my three topics, the first two that I drew, I had no idea what they were about. They were some weird acronyms that I've never heard of. So I was like, okay, that's not going to work. And then my third topic I drew was revolving around food waste on a national scale. So basically what it was saying was like strategies to be able to eliminate food waste, or how can we reduce that at a national scale. So within my speech, I gave three strategies. How I like to set my speeches up is my introduction, and then why it's a problem, what's going on with this, why is it so important to the agricultural industry. And then I gave my three strategies, which were about consumer education, sustainable agriculture, as well as my third one being policy and regulation. And then I closed it out with my conclusion.
Simone did not advance as far as she hoped she would, but did very well in the national competition by placing in one of the rounds.
Personally, I thought I could have done better, but in the grand scheme of things, I did place in the top half of the competitors. I won silver. So the way it goes is they break the states up into preliminary rounds, and then you compete in your preliminary, and then if you are in the first or second, you move on to the second round, which is considered the semifinals. Unfortunately, I did not move on to semifinals, but I did place third in my preliminary round, which allowed me to acquire that silver medal. I feel as though if I had a topic that I was a little bit more informed on or a little bit more prepared on, I might have done better. But again, placing in the top 25 is still a great accomplishment.
Interested in pursuing a career in agriculture, Simone Sirian is currently attending UW-River Falls.
In college, I'm currently going for a conservation environmental planning major, and then with minor is kind of a little undetermined right now, because after experiencing at a national competition, I am finding myself more drawn to the agricultural industry. So I'm just trying to find something that fits a little bit more, so I'm able to advocate in the best possible way I can for my love for this industry. I'm now participating in the Collegiate Farm Bureau, which I also won state for that competition through FFA. So that set me up through success for college. So now I'm able to take my knowledge and experience and use that at a collegiate level.
Congratulations to Simone Sirian on a job well done at the FFA National Convention, and best of luck in your college career. A Red Cross blood drive was held yesterday at the Richland Center Community Center. 85 donors were able to give a donation, and there were 12 deferrals. Today's winner of the Ithaca Football Boosters Calendar Raffle is Bill Fargin. It's 47 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1228. Today's vital statistics are next.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
It's 48 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Thursday afternoon, November 14th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mary Elizabeth Linz, 95 of rural Richland Center, died November 7th. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Keysville, with burial to follow in the parish cemetery. The mass will be live-streamed on the St. Mary Keysville Facebook page. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Friday from 4 until 6:45 with a rosary at 6:45. Friends may also call at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Keysville Saturday from 10 to 11 with a rosary at 9:30. Memorials may be made to Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish or Mass Intentions for Mary. Mary Linz is survived by her children, Alan and Amy Linz, Mark and Ann Linz, and Ann and Bob Roth. Six grandchildren, sisters-in-law, Betty Durst and Celie Spike, and brothers-in-law, Larry Downey and Roger Mellenberger. Mary Elizabeth Linz, 95 of rural Richland Center. William P. Billy Bunce, 86 of Woodman, died November 26th at home. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at Home Again's in Mount Hope. Monty Berger will supply live music. William P. Billy Bunce, 86 of Woodman. John Andrew Surum, 92 of Richland Center, died October 31st at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Sunday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military rites will be held at the Five Points Cemetery Sunday at 4. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. John Surum is survived by his daughter, Paula and Kyle Menzel of Duluth, Minnesota, four grandchildren, a great-grandson, and many other relatives and friends. John Andrew Surum, 92 of Richland Center. Robert Frank Dobson, 80 of Muscadet, died Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, November 23rd, at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet, from 1 until 3, with a time of sharing to be held at 3. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the family for a scholarship fund for technical education. Robert Frank Dobson, 80, of Muscadet. Mark D. Trebus, 63, of Prairie du Chien, formerly of Richland Center, died Sunday after an 8-year battle with brain cancer. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, December 1st, from 11 to 3 at the Boaz Community Building. The Garrity Funeral Home of Prairie du Chien is assisting the family. Mark Trebus is survived by two daughters, Caitlin Trebus and Olivia and Timothy Farmer, sister Gwen and John Bennett, 6 grandchildren and nieces. Mark D. Trebus, 63, of Prairie du Chien, formerly of Richland Center. Wayne E. Clark, 71, of Boaz, died Saturday at home. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Wayne Clark is survived by two children, Stephanie Derrett of Boaz and Michelle Pinkham and Tyden Williams of Ithaca. 9 grandchildren, the mother of his children, Karen Clark, and many other relatives and friends. Wayne E. Clark, 71, of Boaz.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows, custom made to order, with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Attention valued patients. As 2025 approaches, you may start receiving notices about insurance updates and changes to Medicare Part D. We're your medication cost experts, and Center and Boscobel Pharmacies are here to help you. Schedule an appointment today with them to review your options and concerns. They will work with you, your doctor, and your care plan to ensure you've got the best coverage. Call today and set up your Medicare review with Center and Boscobel Pharmacies.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the low-pressure system which swept through Wisconsin early this morning produced about a quarter inch of rain here in Richland Center, as much as a half to three-quarter inch of rain from southeastern Grant County into Iowa County, and even up to localized inch amounts in parts of south and east Wisconsin. That is certainly going to be on the way out now with a little bit of sunshine poking through, especially by tomorrow. And the quiet weather lingers basically all the way through Monday. Temperatures will continue to run several degrees above normal as well. Now, we are expecting a cold front to try to move through late Saturday night, early Sunday. Could have a few sprinkles with it. A much higher chance of rain, though, coming in by Monday evening into Tuesday as a strong low-pressure system comes in from the Central Plains. That one will not only bring rain and wind, but eventually some snow, it looks like, as colder air pours down out of Canada through the Northern Rockies, through the plains and into Wisconsin by Tuesday night or Wednesday of next week. And that cold snap may settle in and really stick around for perhaps 5 or 6 days, so our first real taste of any extended winter weather. That forecast now for the rest of today, mostly cloudy, high temperature in the low 50s, north to northwest wind 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow pleasant with partly sunny skies, high near 54, south wind up to 5. Saturday partly sunny, breezy, and continued mild, 20% chance of drizzle and sprinkles later Saturday night, low 37 with highs in the mid-50s. Sunday drizzle possible early, otherwise breaks of sun forming and breezy, low 42 with a high of 53. Monday turning cloudy and breezy with rain likely by evening, low 34 with a high of 52. Tuesday cloudy and breezy with periods of rain, high about 54. Wednesday cloudy and cooler with intermittent light rain and snow showers, the high about 42. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a cloudy 48 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 46, our low this morning was 41. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 48. The record high for this date was set in 1953 at 71. The record low, 3 below, was set in 1959. Last year's high was 61 with a low of 24. Sunset tonight will be at 4:38, with sunrise tomorrow at 6:54. Currently in Richland Center, we have east-northeast winds at 3 to 4 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 29.86. We have received 27 hundredths of an inch of rain since midnight. Again, currently in Richland Center, it is a cloudy 48 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Going old school to process biological waste like animal manure. Today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back to back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
We're going to learn a new word today, vermifiltration. It's a process of using red worms to filter manure wastewater and certain other waste streams to produce a more environmentally friendly outcome. Steve Rowe heads the California-based company BioFiltro, which has systems installed in the U.S. and 8 other countries.
If you take one of these worm beds and put it in between the barn and the lagoon, and you then filter that manure water through the worm beds, remarkable things happen.
Rose says a typical large dairy would have a multi-acre bed of wood chips, worms, worm castings, and microbes processing the waste. And he says the beds are recycled.
And that harvested material of worms, worm castings, the degraded wood chips, and then this really active microbiome is harvested. And then that is placed back out on agricultural land and provides remarkable soil health benefits. Just an active microbiome truly feeding the soil, which leads to increased yields, healthier plants, increased nutrition of the plants that are growing. So it's a complete, wonderful, circular process.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs. Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Agribusiness News from Brownfield. Pioneer brand corn hybrids are number one for a reason. They deliver game-changing yields and winning profit potential season after season. Put the industry leader in your field and make this your best year yet. A senior director of public policy for NASDA says he's hopeful the incoming Trump administration will tackle the labor crisis. Brownfield's Brent Barnett has more from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City.
R.J. Carney tells Brownfield the ag industry sees a workable solution for H-2A reform.
We need to be able to find a way that we can get year-round workers for the livestock industry, for the dairy industry. That will at least be a significant step in helping H-2A reform be workable.
He says it's one of NASDA's top priorities for 2025.
The big issue is going to be getting that seat at the table. And that's where we need to make sure we utilize that we had more than 70% of rural America vote for President-elect Trump. That allows us to be a very strong advocate and one that should be highly welcomed within the incoming administration.
I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
A grain and oilseed analyst at Rabobank says oilseed exports are starting to pick up the pace. Brownfield's Kara Hart reports.
Andrik Payan tells Brownfield.
Definitely they're almost or a little bit better than last year. On the plus side, we have a lot of crush capacity coming on this fall, so that should help with the record crop production, especially in soybeans.
Payan says the unknown is what happens in 2025 with a new administration and the possibility of a renewed trade war with China.
There's that concern or uncertainty that people really want to make sure that they get enough supply for 2025.
Reporting from Kansas City, Missouri at the NAFB convention, I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
The USDA reports a sale of 176,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to unknown destinations for delivery this marketing year. Sales are often reported heading to an unknown destination to give buyers and sellers time to set delivery details. And a leader with the American Farm Bureau Federation says farmers shouldn't be held liable for any contamination of PFAS chemicals in their field. Corny Briggs says producers currently have some protection from an EPA enforcement action.
But they do not have protection from third-party liability. So there is a section of the statute, it's a citizen suit provision, that for the price of a postage stamp, your neighbor can sue you if they think that you are violating this rulemaking.
She tells Brownfield she's hopeful the new Congress will pass legislation that provides a liability shield for farmers and ranchers.
Sometimes it can just naturally find its way to a farm field. Those farmers should not be held liable for a chemical that they did not use.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Direct cash cattle trade is quiet and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Roundfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has been pretty quiet after some light trade that took place on Wednesday. A few bids have been renewed at $185 live in the south. Asking prices are around $187 to $189 live in the south and $292 plus dressed in the north. Significant trade volumes likely going to develop later today, or it could hold out until sometime on Friday. There are a handful of deals reported in the north on Wednesday at $290 dress. That's $3 lower than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Box beef is down at midday on light demand for moderate offerings. Choices $266 lower at $304.28. Select is $204 lower at $276.62. The choice select spread is $27.66. At the Hus Livestock Markets in Nebraska, there was a nice run of weaned and bawling spring calves with some yearlings in the mix. According to the USDA, steer cows 500 to 650 pounds are steady to $6 higher. Heifer calves 500 to 650 pounds are steady to $6 lower. Demand was moderate to good from the buyers in the crowd. Feeder supply included 56% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers 564 to 594 pounds brought 288 to 309.50. Feeder steer 606 to 631 pounds brought 277 to $299. Medium and large one feeder heifers 450 to 485 pounds brought 288 to $312, and feeder heifers 552 to 595 pounds brought 284 to $286. Cash hogs are lower at midday with a fairly light negotiated run. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been relatively strong, and that's helping provide some significant price support. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs as there's concern supplies are tighter than previously expected. Domestic demand has been inconsistent. Bears and gilts at the national daily direct were down 81 cents with a base range of $78 to $89 and a weighted average of $87.18. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $60. And pork values are sharply lower at midday, down $4.23 at $93.03. Bellies dropped more than $25 at midday. Butts, hams, and loins were all lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Welcome to the Pioneer Agronomy Series. Scott Roundtree joins us from Pioneer. Let's talk about soil sampling. We've had good weather to get this done.
I wanted to bring up soil sampling because as we go into a little bit tighter economic times here on the grain side of things, it might be an area where we can save on P, phosphorus, or K, potassium fertilization, where maybe that soil is already testing optimum or in the high level, and maybe that's one area of the crop budget we could cut out for the upcoming year if there's plenty of fertility already in our soil bank. That's the power of something like grid sampling, is we can go out and sample a farm, and maybe only a third of the acres in that field or on a farm might need fertilization, and we can save, you know, thousands of dollars, whether it's potash or any sort of phosphorus fertilizer on the rest of the farm by just not applying it if it's not needed. I think the most important thing for soil sampling is just make sure if you're doing it or if you have someone else sampling that sample depth is consistent from core to core and sample to sample and year to year. That's a big thing.
Thank you, Scott. For great products and crop advice, go to pioneer.com/findmyrep.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Back in 1974, twin brothers Dan and Don Hartung, just 17, rented 40 acres to grow corn. They borrowed equipment and rallied the family to help, turning their first harvest into something much bigger. Now, the following year, the Hartung Brothers, Inc. was born. From those early days of custom farming, their commitment to meeting local farmers' needs and solving challenges quickly grew them from 40 acres to 800 acres in a single year. Today, Hartung Brothers continues to innovate and grow, rooted in family values and dedicated to helping farmers succeed.
At midday on Thursday, soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, Stein has been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower today. CONAB's guess for Brazil is up slightly on the month, with South American planting ongoing, picking up speed recently thanks to rainfall. Unknown destinations did buy 176,000 tons of U.S. soybeans ahead of the open, not having much of an impact, though. January soybeans are down 16 at 991 and three quarters. March is 15 lower at 1003 and a half. Continuing to come under pressure, December bean meal's $3.30 lower at 288.30, and reversing their early gains, December soybean oil's down 73 points at 44.45. Corn's lower today. CONAB raised its combined corn crop guess on a slight rise for the first crop. No change to the second crop this month. Development weather in Brazil and Argentina does generally look favorable. December corn is 7 lower at 419 and a half. March is down 6 and a quarter at 431 and a quarter. And wheat's lower on fund and technical selling, along with higher trade in the dollar today. Recent rainfall in the U.S. plains has boosted winter wheat conditions, added the crop moving into dormancy. The trade's also watching harvest activity in Argentina and Australia. December Chicago wheat is now down 10 and 3 quarters at 530 and a quarter. December Kansas City's 7 and a quarter lower at 533 and a half. December Minneapolis down 3 at 568. Live and feeder cattle are lower, with box beef down at midday, and yesterday's direct cash cattle business was light, but lower than a week ago, at least on the dress basis. December lives down $1.07 at $182.95. February's $1.15 lower at $184.92. January feeders down 65 at $243. And coming under cash and wholesale pressure as well, December hogs are $1.40 lower at $80.47. February leans down $2.10 at $83.92. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Incorporating grains and pulses in your diet. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Pulses are an excellent source of protein and can be incorporated in different facets of your everyday life. Lindsay Morgan with Ardent Grain says they can be used in soups, stews, salads, and dips, and they can be a side dish alongside meat or a meal in itself.
They can bring so much goodness in, especially whole grains in particular. I would also say pulses, like such as chickpeas, are really almost like a superfood. I mean, they can bring protein and fiber and so many nutrients we don't get. And so grains should be a cornerstone of consumers' diets. I think, you know, something we look at a lot is the underconsumption of fiber in our country. It's noted that likely only about 5% of people are getting the daily recommended amount of fiber in their diets, and grains, in particular whole grains, as well as pulses, can be a great provider of that in a way that just integrates really well with a great tasting, balanced plate of food. And so, you know, we're really bullish on that consumers should be integrating, you know, all types of grains and pulses in their diet.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Nee. I'll be here Saturday night for Old Time Rock and Roll Goodies. Featuring the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. And we'll be stopping and parking for a time during Top 40 Radio's Heyday 1965. Tunes from The Stones, along with The Supremes, The Byrds, Bob Dylan, and many more coming your way on Saturday night as we examine the chart from November of 1965. Your rock and roll requests from any of the genres we play are welcome. By call or text, we hope to hear from you Saturday night. Those were the Aces sponsored by Joan Chevrolet, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Mindham Wealth Advisory Group, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Turbos in Hub City, A&W Restaurant of Boscobel, along with Center Cinema Twins and Utter Brothers Restaurant & Creamery. Saturday night between 6 and midnight. I hope you'll join us for Those Were the Days.